Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are talking with Ron Edmondson. A lot of you may recognize that name. He was the lead pastor at Emmanuel Baptist Church from 2012 to 2018 and just did a wonderful job there as the servant leader helping revitalize that church. And we talked to him yesterday about a great blog post that he wrote called Five Ways to Deal with Insecurity as a Pastor. If you missed that, I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and check out that 14-minute program. But I want to talk to him today about he wrote a book talking about leadership. And, you know, there's always a lot of myths with leadership. Everything's, you know, leadership sounds great. And he wrote a blog post that we're going to talk to today about seven of his favorite myths about leadership. And this led into a book called The Mythical Leader. So I want to encourage you to check that out. But, Ron, you shared in this blog post seven of my favorite myths about leadership. One of my favorite quotes by John Maxwell. It's real short, but it's pretty powerful, isn't it? It says, leadership is influence.
That's right. That's exactly right. And he is stuck by that definition. You know, we've tried to find a lot of different definitions for leadership, but he's stuck by that one.
Well, he really has. He's been one of my favorites and really has had a big influence on my life from a distance with his book and his podcast. In fact, I go as far back as I used to get his monthly cassette. So some people have to Google what's a cassette, but let's talk about some of those favorite myths in leadership. The first one that you shared was a position makes one a leader. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, the reality, that one came to me in my first leadership position. I learned I was kind of thrust into a leadership position at the age of 19, leading a men's department of a large department store. And my employees, the people who worked for me, were mostly college peers like me. And I found out real quickly that they saw me as a college peer, not as a boss. And so if they wanted to come to work, they would. If they didn't, they wouldn't. And that shocked me, because I always thought, you know, if I'm in the position, they're going to automatically respect me and automatically follow my leadership. That just wasn't the case.
Well, the second one you talked about in this blog post, seven of my favorite myths about leadership, is one that, unless you've been a leader, I don't think people realize, but this one you said was, if I'm not hearing anyone complain, everyone must be happy, right?
I think a lot of pastors make that mistake. You know, there's a lot of hallway and coffee shop conversations that go on that the pastor finds out about after the fact. I used to say to pastors, sometimes they say, well, you should know everything. I said, sometimes I'm the last one to know anything, you know. But yeah, unfortunately, and really that's a sad one in some ways, because especially when you deal in terms of the church. I was at a church this weekend and I said, don't have a conversation about somebody if you're not willing to have a conversation with somebody. But unfortunately, people talk and sometimes it's not even malicious. Sometimes it's just they haven't felt the freedom to share with you what's going on and how they're feeling. But that doesn't mean there's not something there.
Well, and, you know, one of the things, Ron, and I can remember when you were here and, you know, man, you were just doing such a great job out in the community and just letting people know about Emmanuel instead of having people, you know, we expect some people to come to us. You were out going to the community and inviting people and getting involved in a lot of different organizations. And just, you know, for me as a servant leader in ministry, I was really inspired by it. But I ran into some guy and he had been a longtime member of Emmanuel at the time. And he'd probably only been there, you know, about 2 years at that point. And something, I said, hey, how's things going to Emmanuel? He said, well, it's going good, but, you know, Ron's, he's not in his office all the time. And I just started laughing. He looked at me. He's like, what's so funny? I said, yeah, because he's out in the community. And, man, I said, I hear he's making a great difference. And I said, I think your all's attendance is doubled and baptisms and memberships. He goes, oh, yeah, that's right. And so I want to share that maybe people that are listening, yeah. Ron, man, you know, you got to defend your pastor too, don't you?
Yeah, that's so funny. And, it, you know, that was probably one of the more frequent comments, because And it really wasn't even following the Craig days. It was following Ted. You know, Ted was, I don't know how Ted Sisk did all that he did. I mean, I really don't. Of course, and in fairness, Ted said something to me years later, after I was there, Ted said something to me that I'll never forget, and I've quoted it so many times. I quoted it at his funeral. He said, "Ron, the way you're doing church would have never worked in my day." And then he followed up by saying, "And the way we did church wouldn't work today." And I thought, man, that's gold right there, you know? And realizing that it used to be enough. People just showed up at your church. You were able to just care for them and disciple them and grow them, and the church just kept growing. But it's not that way anymore. So,
well, I love that. That's a great quote there by Ted. We're talking about seven of Ron Edmondson's favorite myths about leadership. He served in leadership both in the business world and the church world, a combined 35 years. Lots of great nuggets at his website, ronedmondson.com. And we've been talking about some of his favorite myths about leadership. And the third one in this blog post you wrote, you said, "I can lead everyone the same way."
Well, yeah, that's another one that we naturally, and it's probably the one, Greg, that people violate the most, to be honest. You've got a style of leadership. I've even heard leaders say, "Well, that's just how I'm wired, and that's how I lead." And everyone has to fall under that. Well, the problem with that is everyone is different. So what it and I like to put this one in the context of children, because most, if you're a parent, if you're going to be a good parent, you realize you can't treat all your children the same. One discipline works with one and one works with another. One way of encouraging one child is different than the way you encourage another one. And it's the same when you're leading people. People are motivated by different things. They are inspired by different things. You just have to realize that and be willing to adapt your leadership to be most effective.
The fourth myth that you talked about and some of your favorite myths about leadership is that leadership and management are the same thing.
Well, and that's the one that gets me in the most trouble, because people that are managers, and maybe that's even their title, consider themselves leaders, and they may be. And it's not a slam against management. In fact, my last, I may spend the rest of my career talking more about management than I speak about leadership. Leadership kind of gets the buzzword, but management is, if it's done well, is absolutely just as important as leadership. But leadership basically drives things forward. It's in going into an unknown. It's taking people where maybe they can't even see right now what they need to get to. Management is more about maintaining good operating systems and structures so that the growth continues and so that the organization continues to be healthy. So management is more hands-on. Leadership is more foresight, more seeing down the road. But I can't emphasize enough, both are incredibly important. And we're seldom wired for both. I am a leader, and sometimes an average leader, but I am a terrible manager.
Well, and of course, in larger churches, you're able to have an executive pastor, smaller churches, the associate pastor, and man, the roles that they fill in that management role are huge, aren't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, the you bring up a good point, because there could pastor sitting there in a church of 100 or less, and which is the average church, most churches in America, and you say, "Well, what am I going to do? Because I got to do both." Well, there's still somebody in the church that can help you. You know, whether that's to if you're a good, better manager, get somebody who's visionary in the church and let them help you dream and help you push things forward and help you. If that's who you are and you're not the greatest manager, get somebody in the church that, you know, engineers are great at that. You know, and accountants and some teachers and that sort of thing. Get a banker, whoever it is, to come alongside of you and help you put some organizational structure to what you're doing.
All right. Fifth myth that you share from your article, seven of my favorite myths about leadership, is being the leader makes you popular. And as a you know, leader at different times in my life. I just started chuckling when I read that one. So talk a little bit about that one.
Yeah, I think, and somewhat idealistically, I think if you've been in leadership very long, you probably have debunked this myth already. But there is this perception, especially those not in leadership, that of the glamour and the the glitz of being a leader, and you know, if I could get to that position, and I know, and you've seen this also. I've known student pastors who just can't wait to be a senior pastor because it looks glamorous. Leadership is not always the most popular position to have.
Well, the other thing, kind of on a lighter note, but my brother was head basketball coach at Western Kentucky University about 10 years ago, and we went to Spain for an exhibition tour. I was able to join him and tour with the basketball team, and I got off the plane and met him, and we went to McDonald's to eat, and he sat down, and we ate, and he said, "Man, please don't take us the wrong way," but he said, "It's just nice to be somewhere where nobody knows who you are."
Absolutely. Cheryl and I would take vacations, especially in our time in Lexington, because we were on TV. We would take vacations to say the same thing. And you know, not to say, and I know your brother wasn't saying this, and I certainly wasn't saying it either, not to say you don't appreciate the people who recognize you and say something to you and that sort of thing. You do. But every now and then it's nice not to have that.
Absolutely. Everybody enjoys a little bit of privacy, but when you're, you know, on the other end, you think, oh, it'd be nice to be known. And like everything, there's kind of two sides of things. Next thing that you shared in this wonderful blog post that we're talking to Ron Edmondson, 7 of his favorite myths about leaderships. You wrote this one. I think this will be really interesting to some of our listeners. Leaders must be extroverted charismatics.
Yeah, we often think that every leader, in fact, I've been criticized as a pastor for not being an extrovert. You know, I'm like, how can you lead a large church and be introverted? But some of the best leaders that I've known over the years have been introverted. And in my last season working with Leadership Network, we work with the largest churches across the country, the majority, I would say well over 50% of really large church pastors are introverts. And it actually serves us well in a lot of ways. You know, one of the things with leadership is you got to be careful what you say, because people hang on your words. Well, an introvert is less likely to say something until they've thought it through in a way they want it presented. That serves us very well, as a matter of fact.
Ron, we're almost out of time, so I want to talk about, you know, you've got your book, The Mythical Leader. I know you share some of this. Talk about that book a little bit, The Mythical Leader.
Yeah, it's basically what we've talked about, and I just expand upon that. I wrote it as a result of the blog post you're mentioning. A publisher reached out and said, I think there's a whole book here in this kind of thing. And so I pour a lot of personal stories, a lot of life stories, but also leadership stories into illustrating each of these 7 myths.
What's the best way if people want to get a copy of that book, The Mythical Leader, Ron? How do they do that?
Amazon is probably the best way. It's been out a little over 2 years now, or 2 years, and so you can go on Amazon and get somebody that didn't like it and sold it used and find it pretty cheap too.
All right. Well, I hope you'll check out a copy of that. Ron, it's great to have time with you. Thanks for sharing some of your valuable time with us. And we look forward to seeing you back in Central Kentucky soon at Emmanuel.
Oh, thank you, Greg.
All right. Thank you. That's Ron Edmondson. Really want to encourage you to check him out at ronedmondson.com. He's a must follower on Twitter at Ron Edmondson. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here. Are you looking for an upscaled luxury used car? Look no further than Paradise Motorsports. Paradise Motorsports, located in Lexington on East New Circle Road, has quality vehicles at amazing prices. The owner, Rod, and his team will take great care of you. If you want to check out their selection of quality upscale luxury used cars, check them out online at ParadiseInventory.com. That's ParadiseInventory.com.